Compile main 1 versus main 2 versus main 3. The complete 2026 buying order aux rules and expert strategy. Dax here. Let us skip the brochure language and find out what actually works. Buy compile main 1 first. It is a complete 2-player game with 12 protocols and the clearest teaching pool. Main 2 and main 3 are additional complete protocol pools. Aux 1, aux 2 and aux 3 are 3 protocol add-ons that need a main box. Do not begin with an aux pack and do not mix every protocol immediately. Compile is what happens when 18 cards create a larger decision space than a shelf of miniatures. Two artificial intelligences choose 3 concepts, build command lines, and race to understand them. The rules are compact, the consequences of revealing, moving, and flipping cards are not. Dax checked all 3 current main boxes, all 3 aux packs, the official rules and development notes, exact Amazon listings, and the recurring community question that matters. Which box is a real game, which is merely an add-on, and how much should a new player buy before the timing becomes noise? If this guide helps, using the Amazon links on the page is a simple way to support Puzzlewick at no additional cost to you. Which compile set should you buy first? Main 1 is the default answer. It contains 12 7-card protocol decks, a control card, and the rules sheet. Each player chooses 3 different protocols, so one small box already produces a large number of matchups. It is not a sampler and it does not need another product. Main 2 and Main 3 are also complete games. A buyer can start with either, but Main 1 has the longest teaching history and the clearest body of community discussion. The important distinction is not numerical order, it is main versus aux. Every main is a table-ready game. Every aux is a 3-protocol expansion that borrows the control materials and broader pool from a main. The sensible order is main 1, 6 to 10 plays, then a decision. Buy another main if you want a whole new drafting environment. Buy one aux if you know what kind of tempo or interaction your table wants. Buying all 6 products before learning immediate reveal effects creates vocabulary, not value. What is inside a main box and what does a game look like? A main box holds 12 protocol decks with 7 cards each, 1 control card and a rules sheet. A match uses only 3 protocols per player. The 2 players build opposing command lines, play cards into those lanes, and attempt to cross the compile threshold in all 3 concepts before the opponent does. The table is wider than the packaging suggests because 6 protocol lanes need to remain readable. Reserve roughly a dining placemat per player plus a shared center gap. Sleeves are optional, but repeated shuffling and the small deck size make mat sleeves a reasonable purchase for a copy that will travel. Use 6 small markers to identify the active lanes if the lighting is poor. The design hinge is immediate information. Moving or revealing a card can trigger an effect now, not at the end of a turn. Teach by playing the first game with both hands open. The learner should see how one apparently helpful reveal changes the other side of the lane before hidden information is allowed to become the lesson. What does Compile Main 2 product contents show? Compile Main 2 product contents. Main 2 repeats the complete game structure with a different protocol pool. This proof is placed beside the decision it supports so the packaging, component scale, and addition cues can be checked without jumping to a detached gallery. Match the title and product code shown here to the linked Amazon listing before checkout. Adjacent editions can share art while containing materially different cards or rules. Can main and aux sets be combined? Yes, protocol decks are modular. You can draft protocols from different main boxes and add aux protocols to the shared selection. Keep each 7-card protocol together. Never shuffle individual cards from different protocols into a constructed deck. The identity of the game lives in the interaction among 3 intact modules. Combination is not automatically improvement. A smaller pool helps both players learn what effects exist and make meaningful reads. An enormous mixed pool rewards surprise and memory before it rewards planning. Add one product at a time, mark the new protocols, and keep the older ones available for a rematch. A good house draft lays out a limited menu, 3 familiar protocols and 3 new ones per player, then alternates selections. That creates discovery without turning setup into catalog administration. If a pairing feels oppressive, play the opposite sides before declaring it broken. Compile is short enough that balance should be tested across a set, not inferred from one reveal chain. What does Compile Aux 2 package show? Compile Aux 2 package. Aux 2 is another focused add-on, not a standalone game. This proof is placed beside the decision it supports so the packaging, component scale, and addition cues can be checked without jumping to a detached gallery. Match the title and product code shown here to the linked Amazon listing before checkout. Adjacent editions can share art while containing materially different cards or rules. How should beginners approach tempo, thresholds, and command line discipline? A new player watches the strongest number. An experienced player watches which line becomes vulnerable after the number moves. Before every play, read the visible card at the top of all 6 command lines. Ask what will trigger, what will be exposed, and whether the opponent can compile on the next action. Draft 3 protocols with different jobs. One should build efficiently, one should interfere or reposition, and one should exploit the openings those 2 create. 3 slow engines can look synergistic while losing the race. 3 aggressive protocols can run out of useful sequencing. Coverage matters more than a theme word that sounds clever. Do not distribute effort evenly. If one line can compile safely, close it before revealing more information. A finished protocol removes one problem from the decision tree. Conversely, pressure an opponent lane that is one clean play from compiling even when a different move produces a larger immediate total. The strongest beginner routine is a three-read check before every reveal, current lane totals, the next threshold, and the opponent card whose immediate effect could change either side. Community strategy discussions keep returning to this because a legal play can still be strategically disastrous when its reveal moves, flips, or revalues cards already in the command line. Do not try to win all three lanes at once. Establish one lane that forces a response, develop a second, and use the third as information or bait. A protocol that looks weak in isolation may be the correct draft if it repairs another protocol's timing problem. That is the real deconstruction layer. Three jobs that cover one another, not three favorite themes. How does advanced play use bait, information, and the value of a rematch? Advanced compile is an information economy. A face-down card can protect an effect, threaten a threshold, or bait an opponent into moving the wrong layer. The best play is often the one that keeps two future lines credible rather than maximizing the current lane. Track effects by verb: reveal, move, flip, add, remove, and compile. When a turn becomes complicated, resolve one verb completely before evaluating the next board state. This prevents accidental chains and makes disputes short. The official wording wins, a remembered intention does not. For serious comparison, play a two-game set with the same six protocols and swap sides, then replay with a new draft. The first match measures surprise, the second measures understanding, and the third measures protocol selection. That small ritual produces better balance judgments and makes the game feel like a studied duel rather than a novelty. Compile Aux 3 add-on cards. Aux 3 belongs after the timing system is already familiar. This proof is placed beside the decision it supports so the packaging, component scale, and addition cues can be checked without jumping to a detached gallery. Match the title and product code shown here to the linked Amazon listing before checkout. Adjacent editions can share art while containing materially different cards or rules. Advanced play starts when revealed information becomes a resource. Count which effects remain in each 7-card protocol, note what has already been committed, and make the opponent spend a high-impact reveal to solve a low-value threat. After a game, replay the same 3-protocol combination with sides swapped before changing the draft. Players consistently describe that immediate rematch as the point where compile stops feeling tactical and starts feeling surgical. How do solo play, player count, and hosting work? Compile is designed for exactly 2 players. Main 3 listings may mention broader modes in some markets, but the core reason to buy the line remains the head-to-head duel. Do not purchase it as a group night centerpiece or a solo campaign. It is an exceptional opening or closing game for a host. Set out one main box before guests arrive, pre-select 2 balanced trios, and teach through the first 3 actions. A full game is short enough for spectators to rotate in, but avoid coaching from behind both players. Hidden reads are the point after the open hand tutorial. The best travel kit is 1 main, 1 aux at most, 6 small markers, and a compact rules reference. More boxes make the bag heavier without improving one evening. If the gathering includes 4 experienced players, run 2 copies in parallel and let winners exchange protocol trios for a final. How does the DAX Table Lab How Compile Becomes a Serious Duel improve the buying decision? The first upgrade is not another box. It is a disciplined rematch. Play main 1 with 3 protocols each. Leave both drafted sets visible after the result. And ask which lane actually decided the game. Compile rewards players who can separate a loud card from an important card. An immediate swing can look spectacular while a quiet, persistent rule controls the threshold that matters. Before revealing, say the complete timing chain to yourself. What becomes active, which lane changes first, and whether the opponent has already shown the answer. New players commonly spread attention evenly across all 3 command lines. That feels responsible and often loses. A better opening question is which line can be secured cheaply, which line can be abandoned without collapsing the match, and which line will make the opponent reveal information. You are not trying to win every lane. You are trying to make the opponent spend a valuable effect where its opportunity cost is highest. A modest card can be excellent bait when it forces a premium response before the true race begins. Teach the game with the first reveal face-up and narrate resolution in exact order. Do not explain all 12 protocols before the opening hand. That turns a clean duel into a glossary. Explain the shared objective, the lane threshold, immediate versus persistent text, and the legal choices available now. Let the card pool teach the rest. After game 1, swap complete protocol trios. That removes draft quality as an excuse and shows both players how differently the same tools feel from the opposite chair. Compile needs a small table, but it needs a tidy one. Give every line a fixed lane, keep spend and active cards visually distinct, and place the control reference where both players can read it without picking it up. Sleeves are optional for casual play. Opaque, consistent sleeves become useful only when sets are mixed heavily and where could identify cards. There is no official solo substitute for the opponent's timing judgment, so a fan-made automa cannot reproduce the central pleasure. Treat this as a purpose-built 2-player instrument. The collection rule is simple: by main 1, play until both players can resolve a reveal without rereading the timing sequence, then decide what is missing. Another main is a broad new environment, and Ox is a focus spice rack. If your group cannot yet name the kind of interaction it wants more of, it is not ready to benefit from Ox. Puzzlewick score 9.110 for repeat two-player play, 7.10 as a blind gift, and 3.10 for anyone shopping primarily for solo. What are the common misconceptions, ratings, and the final buying order? Misconception 1, main 2 replaces main 1, it does not, both are complete alternate pools. Misconception 2, Ox 1 is the cheapest way to try the game, it is not standalone. Misconception 3, owning every protocol improves drafting. It can make learning and setup worse until both players have internalized timing. Puzzlewick rates compile 9.310 for replayability, 9.1 for two-player tension, 8.8 for portability, 7.2 for teaching ease, and 2.0 for solo suitability. Table appetite matters. People who enjoy reading systems will find astonishing depth. People who want art-led theme or multiplayer conversation should buy something else. Final order: main 1, then main 2, or main 3, then 1 Ox. Stop when the pool still produces unexplored trios. A cabinet earns its keep through repeat nights, not complete numerical sequences. Final verdict: 9.210 as a compact expert duel. Buy main 1, play at least 6 matches, then add another main for broad variety, or 1 Ox pack for a specific flavor. The line stays inexpensive only if you resist buying complexity faster than you can read revealed command lines. Frequently asked questions: which compile set should I buy first? Buy compile main 1. It is a complete game with 12 protocols and the clearest first purchase recommendation. Is compile Ox 1 a standalone game? Number Ox packs contain 3 protocols and require a main box. Can compile main 1, 2, and 3 be mixed? Yes. Keep each 7-card protocol intact and draft protocols from the combined pool. How many players is compile? The core game is a 2-player competitive duel. How long does compile take? Expect roughly 20 to 30 minutes after both players know the timing. Does compile need sleeves? No, but matte sleeves are useful for a heavily played travel copy because the small decks are shuffled often. Is compile good for beginners? It is teachable, but its timing is more demanding than the tiny box suggests. Use open hands for the first few actions. Should I buy every Ox pack? Only after you know the base pool. One targeted Ox adds more value than 3 packs whose protocols nobody has learned. Is compile main 2 an expansion for main 1? Number main 1, main 2, and main 3 are each complete 2-player games. Ox boxes are the smaller expansions and require a main box for the shared control materials and broader draft pool. Should I combine every compile set immediately? Number learn 1 main box first. Add a second main when you want a new 12 protocol environment, or 1 Ox when you can name the style of interaction your table wants. What is the best first strategy in compile? Build 1 forcing lane, develop a second, and treat the third as information or bait. Before every reveal, recalculate both sides because immediate effects can alter the whole command line. Do compile cards need sleeves? Sleeves are optional but sensible for a game built around repeated shuffling and precise card condition. Confirm the current card size before ordering, especially if you plan to store multiple main and Ox boxes together.